Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're here to cut through the noise, give you those essential insights you need. The digital landscape, well, it just keeps changing, doesn't it? And today, we're zeroing in on a really formidable adversary, a group called Scattered Spider. They've been escalating things, really sophisticated, targeted campaigns, specifically going after VMware ESXi hypervisors. Okay, let's unpack this.
Yeah, so these VMware ESXi hypervisors, they're basically the bedrock, you know, the foundation for so many organizations' digital operations.
Right.
They run everything, critical apps, essential services. The real danger is if attackers compromise these systems, they get this fundamental, like, unprecedented control over the entire virtual setup. And Scattered Spider, you might also hear them called UNC3944, OctoTempest, maybe from Kitapins. They're cyber criminals, and it's about the money for them.
Okay.
But what really makes them stand out, it's not just the tech skills, is their social engineering. It's exceptional. They really weaponize human trust.
And that is exactly why we're doing this deep dive for you today. Our mission here, we want to illuminate the anatomy of these attacks, how they work step by step, understand their speed, which is frankly alarming, their impact across different industries, and critically, what defenses organizations have to put in place. Like, right now, we're going to help you understand what's most important here so you're not just reading headlines, you really get it. Okay, so to really grasp how effective they are, we need to break down their strategy. It's meticulous. What does it actually look like? Well, here's where it gets really interesting. It all begins with a phone call. Yeah, imagine just a seemingly routine call. Goes into the IT help desk. But it's not routine at all. It's carefully orchestrated deception. The attacker pretends to be a real employee, and they build these incredibly convincing personas.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking the right tech language, specific company details they probably researched beforehand, even like matching regional accents.
It's impressive in a scary way.
Yeah.
And the core goal of that first call, it's actually pretty simple, but devastatingly effective. They want to persuade the help desk person to reset the Active Directory password for the employee they're pretending to be.
Right.
It just completely exploits that helpful nature of IT support, you know, and the fact that a lot of places still rely on trust-based verification.
So once they get that initial password, that first way in, Scattered Spider doesn't hang around. They immediately start scanning the network, doing reconnaissance, identifying targets. They're meticulously looking for internal IT documents, mapping things out, hunting for those high-value accounts.
Okay.
Like domain admins, VMware, vSphere admins, security groups with high privileges.
Yeah.
And they're also looking for those privileged access management tools, right? The PAM-M solutions.
Absolutely pivotal, that phase.
Yeah.
That's how they build their internal map. It lets them plan the next steps really carefully, find the path of least resistance to the systems they really want. It's all about understanding the landscape before they make the next big move.
Yeah. And then comes the privilege escalation. Using, well, more impersonation, but even more targeted this time. They've got the details now on specific high-value admins from that recon. So they go back to the phone, more calls to the help desk, but now they're pretending to be those specific privileged users asking for password resets again.
Yeah, the patience and the level of detail they bring is what makes these later attempts so believable.
It's kind of chilling. So is it just the impersonation, or are they exploiting specific weaknesses in help desk procedures too?
It's often a mix, really. The impersonation is top-notch, no doubt.
Yeah.
But yeah, sometimes help desk procedures may be designed more for speed, can be vulnerable. They might rely too much on, you know, basic knowledge questions instead of proper phishing-resistant MFA. So the specific request plus the convincing act, it often works. And boom, they've got privileged credentials. It's not always caught quickly enough, unfortunately.
And the ultimate prize for Scattered Spider. That seems to be the organization's VMware vCenter server appliance.
That's the one.
Because once they compromise that, they basically own the place, right? Admin control over all the ESXi hypervisors, all the virtual machines they host. And with vCenter access, they can do things like enable SSH connections, secure shell, that remote control method, and reset root passwords directly on the ESXi hosts themselves.
Right. And what's fascinating here is, or maybe alarming is a better word, they transform. They go from being an outside threat to essentially being an internal admin with almost unlimited control over that core virtual infrastructure.
Yeah.
They've bypassed the perimeter defenses and are now operating like a malicious insider.
Wow. And then we get to this technique you mentioned, the disk swap attack. That sounds particularly nasty, designed to grab critical Active Directory data without setting off alarms. How does that work?
It's chillingly clever. Like you said, they basically power down a domain controller VM,
okay,
detach its virtual desk like unplugging a virtual hard drive, and then they attach that same disk to a different virtual machine, one they control. So the genius, or the insight, here is how they use the virtual nature of the setup against itself. By moving the disk, they create this sort of offline, unmonitored space. And from there, they can pull out super sensitive stuff, like the NTDS.DEET database.
That's the main Active Directory database, right? With all the password hashes.
Exactly. All the authentication secrets. And they do this without triggering security tools that are watching the live system. Then, when they're done copying, they meticulously reverse it. Put the disk back, power the DC back on, often no trace left behind.
That's sophisticated. And just to make things worse, they don't stop there. They go after the backups. With that hypervisor level access they now have, they specifically find and neutralize the backup systems. They compromise the backup VMs, delete the jobs, delete the snapshots, wipe the repositories.
Yeah. And the consequence there is just dire. Victims are left with very, very limited options for recovery. It shows these attackers really understand modern incident response. They know backups are key. So they take them out first to maximize the pressure, ensure maximum damage. It really forces that awful choice. Pay the ransom or face potentially catastrophic data loss.
And then the final blow, the ransomware deployment itself. Using that SSH access they enabled on the ESXi hosts, they push out ransomware, encrypting the virtual machine files directly in the data stores.
Right, the shared storage where all the VMs live.
Okay.
And this is so effective because it's happening at the hypervisor level. It hits all the VMs pretty much simultaneously. Your traditional endpoint security running inside each VM, it often can't see or stop this. The attack is happening underneath it in the infrastructure layer.
So this whole attack chain, it's clearly causing major pain. Let's talk about the industries feeling this most acutely. So what does this all mean for different sectors? First up, retail. Why are they such a prime target? Seems like they often have these big, complex, distributed IT setups. And they lean heavily on virtualization for scaling, right? Especially during peak seasons.
That's a huge factor. Think about Black Friday, like you mentioned. Everything has to work, scale instantly. Sometimes security might get, well, deprioritized for uptime. Plus, retail holds massive amounts of customer data, payment info, personal details. It's a gold mine for financially motivated attackers. Very lucrative.
Makes sense. Then you have transportation and airlines. Critical infrastructure, obviously, often running a mix of old legacy systems and newer virtualized ones.
Yeah, and the vulnerability there is unique. System downtime isn't just an inconvenience. It's immediate, severe, very public consequences.
Right. Safety, massive disruption.
Exactly. Passenger safety, huge economic hits, brand damage. That puts immense pressure on them to get back online fast, which unfortunately can make them more likely to pay a ransom to avoid that prolonged paralysis.
Okay. And the insurance sector. They've got incredibly sensitive data too, all that policyholder info, financial details. Plus, they usually have deep pockets.
Yeah. Very appealing targets, yes. And the insurance industry relies so heavily now on data analytics, digital processing, virtualization is key. But that often means these really intricate, interconnected IT environments, which can be just plain hard to monitor and secure effectively everywhere, more places for attackers to potentially get in.
Now, one of the things that really jumps out from the research is the speed. It's not just what they do, but how fast. Reports suggesting the whole chain initial access to ransomware can happen in just a few hours. What stands out to you about how fast this happens?
That speed. It's a real game changer. It signals a fundamental shift. We used to talk about dwell time attackers hiding for weeks, months.
Right.
Now, for groups like this, it's more like sprint time. Mm-hmm. They have refined playbooks, automation, readily available tools. Mm-hmm. It lets them move incredibly fast. And the implication is huge. Organizations have minimal time for detection, for response.
So traditional incident response is just too slow.
Pretty much, yeah. Procedures that assume you have days or weeks just aren't adequate anymore. This raises an important question. Why prevention is so crucial. And rapid detection, too. You just don't have the luxury of time to react anymore. You have to be proactive.
Okay, but it's not all doom and gloom. Let's pivot to solutions. There are strong defenses organizations can put in place.
Absolutely.
Talk to us about hardening that core VMware infrastructure. What are the key steps?
Well, things like implementing X-installed-only policies that basically locks down the hypervisors so they only run pre-approved, trusted software, stops unauthorized code. Also, enabling VM encryption, protecting data at rest, and making sure SSH access on ESXi hosts is off by default. Only turn it on if absolutely necessary and under strict controls. And crucially, try to avoid joining ESXi hosts directly to Active Directory. It just creates another pathway for attackers. regular audits, cleaning up old or orphan VMs that reduces the attack surface, and the big one, strict phishing-resistant multi-factor authentication, MFA, for all admin access to VMware. We're talking hardware tokens, biometrics, not just easily phished SMS codes.
Yeah, that MFA point seems critical. Building on that, improving identity and access management overall, implementing that phishing-resistant MFA everywhere it counts, right? VPN, Active Directory itself, the vCenter management interface.
Everywhere critical, yes.
Yeah.
And it's not just MFA. Think about isolating your Tier 0 assets.
Okay, explain Tier 0 again.
Those are your most foundational systems. Domain controllers, backup systems, the PAM solutions we mentioned. Keep them separate, isolated. So even if attackers compromise part of the network, they can't easily use that to jump to and disable your core security infrastructure. Some places are even looking at separate cloud identity providers now just to break that dependency on a single on-prem Active Directory.
Sure.
Adds resilience.
Makes sense. And seeing what's happening, monitoring and detection, centralized logging using a SIEM security information and event management system, that's got to be baseline, right?
Absolutely essential.
Yeah.
But just collecting logs isn't enough. You need specific high-priority alerts configured. Things like any changes to administrative groups, failed and successful login attempts to vCenter, especially from unusual places, any attempt to enable SSH on an ESXi host.
Okay.
Also, continuous monitoring for configuration drift spotting unauthorized changes.
Mm.
And behavioral analysis, looking for weird patterns like unusual help desk calls or password resets that just don't fit a user's normal activity.
Got it. And finally, the safety net. Being ready to rebuild, let's reinforce that critical role of backup and recovery prep.
Yeah, this raises an important question about immutable, air-gapped backup solutions. They're just paramount today.
Immutable meaning they can't be changed or deleted easily.
Exactly. And air-gapped, meaning they're physically or logically disconnected from the main network. These backups have to operate independently, so a hypervisor compromise can't wipe them out too. And critically, it's not enough just to have them. You need regular testing. Test your restores against scenarios like this, like a full hypervisor layer compromise. Make sure you can actually get back up and running reliably.
Mm, okay. So wrapping this up,
yeah.
What's the core takeaway from this deep dive? We've seen the chilling sophistication of groups like Scattered Spider, their focus on the human element, the social engineering, combined with the devastating power of attacking that foundational hypervisor level. It paints a pretty stark picture of the threats you're facing.
It really does. And if we connect this to the bigger picture,
yeah,
you know, zoom out a bit, it just highlights this urgent, ongoing need for really robust security. Security that prioritizes both the technical defenses and human vigilance. They have to go together. Critical thinking about how we authenticate people, how we design our systems for resilience, and acknowledging that social engineering threat that's just paramount today.
The powerful thought to end on, definitely something for you, our listeners, to reflect on. Take this knowledge, think about how it applies to your world, and as always, stay curious, stay vigilant in the face of these evolving threats.